Christmas before mother and dad moved my brother and me out of the room with them and made us start sleeping in a room down the hall. Of course, when I say down the hall, it was almost like a dog trot. We later put doors at each end of the hall, but the dogs could go through the hallway at night. And this night that I'm fixing to tell you about, I decided that I'd heard about Santa Claus, and I thought maybe he might come down the chimney that night. And what was worrying me was that we had such a big fire in the fireplace. So I couldn't imagine how Santa Claus could get down that fireplace without getting burned up. So Mom and Dad went on to sleep, and Alton went to sleep, and I was laying there in the bed watching for Santa Claus. Well, Mom and Daddy had two big rocking chairs about like these, and had drapes over, covers over the back of them. And they were sitting in there in front of the fireplace, and of course they had had shadows up on the ceiling, but I had not noticed them. And directly the cat, one of our cats, jumped up in the rocking chair, and of course when it did, it rocked like this, and it went across the ceiling like that.
And the shadow was made from the fire.
The shadow was in the fire, see, and I just knew that was Santa Claus, so boy, I started screaming. Here he is! Well, brother, Papa jumped up and said, what are you hollering about? I said, Santa Claus is here. He said, why wasn't you asleep? I said, I was waiting to see Santa Claus. Well, brother, he worked me over that night for disturbing the peace.